إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، عباد الله أيها المسلمون، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي المقصرة بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى، وذلك بامتثال الأوامر واجتناب النواهي على ما جاء في شريعة الله في كتابه العظيم وفي سنة نبينا عليه من ربنا أفضل الصلاة والتسليم. As usual, a reminder for myself and for all of you that we should strive harder to achieve the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting upon and adhering to the commands. Whenever we learn and we hear about a command from Allah or from His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether he comes in his book or in the sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should try hard to act upon it immediately and to implement it. And we should always and also likewise stay away from the prohibitions. And we do this in accordance to what Allah has legislated. And therefore it requires knowledge. We need to learn what Allah has made obligatory upon us, and we need to learn what Allah has made forbidden upon us. This way we act upon the commands upon knowledge, and we stay away from the prohibitions upon knowledge likewise. واليوم أيها الإخوة وأيها الأحبة، وفقني الله وإياكم للخير، وطهر قلوبنا جميعا، وسدد خطانا، ورزقنا وإياكم الإخلاص في القول والعمل. سنذكر بأصل عظيم من أصول الدين، وهو الاجتماع، وهو الاجتماع ونبذ الفرقة والاختلاف. As for today, inshallah, the reminder will be about a great fundamental principle in this deen of Allah. Just as a reminder, and that great fundamental principle is al-ijtima', the unity upon the truth. Al-ijtima'u ala al-haq. That we Muslims are supposed to be united upon the truth. And we should stay away from division. And should stay away from splitting our ranks. And from dividing and differing amongst ourselves. And we should follow all the means that are legislated for us to strengthen this brotherhood and this unity, and to stay away from anything that may tamper with the unity of the Muslims. وهذا الأصل العظيم دل عليه الكتاب والسنة وإجماع المسلمين. أما من كتاب الله فالآيات كثيرة. الآيات كثيرة، منها قول الله سبحانه وتعالى: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها. الآيات. This great principle you will find it in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something that the Muslims, they agreed upon. Many are the ayats in the Quran. From them is the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran. Now the meaning of what Allah says in English, and hold on firm, all of you, together upon the rope of Allah. You hold on together upon the rope of Allah and do not divide yourselves amongst yourselves. And remember when you were enemies one to another, but you became brothers one to another by Allah's grace and by the blessing and the favor of Allah. And you were on the brink of the pit of the hellfire, but Allah has saved you from it. فهذه الآية آية عظيمة تدل على هذا الأصل العظيم أنه ينبغي على المسلمين أن يعتصموا جميعا عربهم وعجمهم غنيهم وفقيرهم كلهم يعتصمون بحبل الله وهو الإسلام وهو كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله وهو لا إله إلا الله كلمة التوحيد. فالمسلمون يجتمعون على هذا الأصل العظيم، ولا يجمع كلمة المسلمين إلا هذا، إلا اجتماعهم على كتاب الله وعلى سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا الذي يجمع المسلمين، التوحيد هو الذي يجمع المسلمين، العقيدة الصحيحة هي التي تجمع المسلمين وتوحدهم، سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هي التي تجمع المسلمين وتضمن لهم وحدتهم وقوتهم وعزهم، لا البدع والمحدثات والشركيات والحزبيات، هذه تفرق المسلمين. The only thing that will bring the Muslims together and unite them, the unity that is pleasing to Allah, the unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just any unity, the unity of the hearts, because Allah is the one who joins the hearts together by the tawheed. If the Muslims wants to be strong and united, there is only one way. They have to adhere to the commands of Allah and to the commands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by all of them referring back to the book of Allah, adhering firmly to it, to its teachings, and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by giving precedence to the tawheed, the Islamic monotheism, applying it in their lives. The tawheed should be taught in the masajid, in the curriculums in the schools, taught to the youth, to the elders, to the men and the women. Likewise, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the Muslim wants to be united, and therefore this unity will bring them strength and might and power and progress, then they have to adhere to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and stay away from bid'ah innovations, and stay away from partisanship and deviations that is caused by certain people who are called to it. فالله سبحانه وتعالى أمرنا بالاجتماع ونهانا عن الاختلاف. في نفس السورة سورة آل عمران قال الله تعالى ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم. Right after this ayat we mentioned to you, you will find the other ayah in Surah Al-Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against division and splitting our ranks, as it is the case amongst the Muslims these days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what he means in English, do not divide yourselves by differing and splitting one from one another. And do not be like those, actually do not be like those who differ and split their ranks. And first, after the clear guidance has come to them. And for such, there is a painful torment. Allah tawa'ada هؤلاء بالعذاب العظيم. لماذا؟ ليس لأنهم عرب أو عجم أو أغنياء أو فقراء، لأنهم اختلفوا بعد أن أمروا بالاجتماع، تفرقوا بعد أن جاءتهم البينات وأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى بالاجتماع وبوحدة الصف، لكن لأغراض دنيوية والاتباع الأهواء فرقوا المسلمين والعياذ بالله. Allah threatened these people who they separate themselves and divide the body of the Muslims. Allah threatened them with a painful torment. Not because they were Arabs or non-Arabs, or not because they black or white or poor or rich. No, because they have divided the Muslims, calling them to other than what that which will bring them united and keep them together, the unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they opened doors for the Muslims, the laymen, of course, those who don't have knowledge of the deen, and especially the basics and these fundamental principles of Islam. They are the easy target for these deviant people, who they know these ayats, they know the ahadith, but because of their desires, they follow their desires. They have a goal that they have set for themselves, so they split the Muslims. Therefore, they make them weak, vulnerable, and they become an easy prey for their enemies. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى أيضا في القرآن الكريم وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. And this is my path that is straight. Therefore follow it. Adhere to it. The path of Allah is one. And do not follow the many other paths, for certainly they will take you further away from the path of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فالله أمرنا باتباع الصراط المستقيم وهو صراط واحد لا صراطات، فينبغي أن نكون جماعة واحدة لا جماعات، لأن الصراط واحد وربنا واحد وديننا واحد ونبينا واحد، فلا ينبغي للمسلمين أن يتفرقوا إلى جماعات وإلى حزبيات، كل يدعي وصلا لليلى وليلى لا تقر له بذلك، كل يدعي أنه على الحق ولكن الحق لا يعرف من خلال الرجال، الرجال يعرفون من خلال الحق، فمن عرف الحق
واتبعه ودعا إليه فهذا هو الذي على الصراط المستقيم. ومن دعا إلى حزبية مقيتة وإلى قومية وإلى بدع لم يأمر بها الله سبحانه وتعالى فهو على ضلالة ويدعو إلى هذه السبل. فالأمر واضح، كيف بمن يريد النجاة ويريد الخير ويريد الجنة ويريد النجاة من النار يترك ما أمر الله به وما أمر به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ويتبع هؤلاء الضلال المفسدون؟ نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. The path of Allah is one, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is my path and it is straight, no crookedness in it, no ambiguity in it, it is so clear. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, taraktukum ala al-mahajja al-bayda layliha ka nahariha la yazighu anha illa halim. I have left you upon the clear white path. Its nights resemble its days. Anyone who finds himself on any path other than it will be destroyed. This is the path of Allah is one. And Allah ordered us to hold on firm to it. All of us, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the rich and the poor, the black and white, regardless what country you come from, regardless your origin, you hold on to the path of Allah. And you be aware of the different paths that they are being called by deviant people who they go against this principle of Al-Islam. Our ilah is one, is Allah. Our religion is one, Islam. Our prophet is one. There is not two or three prophets. There's only one prophet that Allah sent to all mankind. The last prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're talking about the last prophet, our beloved prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But before him, na'am, Allah sent many prophets and messengers to their people. But now for all mankind, Allah has sent the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's one. The path is one. So the Muslims, they should be one nation. Strong upon the truth. They work together and cooperate together and assist one another upon the haq, upon the truth. They command good and forbid evil. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. This ummah of yours, this nation is one. Not supposed to be two or three or 10 or 70 or 100. Supposed to be one ummah. Because the one they worship is one, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فعلينا عباد الله أن ننتبه لهذا الأصل العظيم. أن نجتمع، لكن ليس اجتماع الأبدان كما يدعو إليه أهل الضلال. يريدون في حزبهم لا بأس، الشيعي والصوفي والخارجي والأشعري والمعتزلي والتبليغي والإخواني وكذا. كيف؟ حتى منهم من يقول مرحبا لليهود والنصارى في أحزابهم. لا، لابد تكون على السنة، تكون على الكتاب والسنة، على ما كان عليه سلف الأمة. ليس تفتح الباب لكل من هب ودب. تكون على ما أمر الله به ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is very important for us to pay attention to this fundamental principle, which is the Muslims have to be united, but not just the bodies. As some groups, deviant groups, they open the door, no problem. Anyone, regardless the aqidah or the manhaj of the people, everybody is welcome. دعوتهم تجميعية لأنهم يريدون الانتخابات ويريدون الأصوات ويريدون يصلون إلى الكراسي وإلى الحكومة. They have objectives. They want to win in the elections. So now they're not going to refuse the Shi'i. They're not going to refuse the Khariji. They're not going to refuse the Sufi. Anybody is welcome because they care about the numbers. But Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they look at the texts. Anyone who adheres to the text of the Quran and the Sunnah, they love him. They respect him. They welcome him. They work with him. Anyone who adheres to the text of the Quran and the Sunnah and live a life of that which the Sahaba they were upon, or getting closer to it, believing that this is the only way. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in the hadith, ستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا ومن هي يا رسول الله؟ قال من هم على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informed us that this ummah of the Muslim, they were split into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except for one. When he was asked which one, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't say the Arabs. He didn't say the non-Arabs or the white or the black or the rich or the poor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, anyone who is upon what I am upon, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon, and my companions, that's the one that is saved from the hellfire. Your skin is not going to save you, Ya Abdullah. Your will, those people, their eloquent speeches, they're not going to save us. What's going to save us is to adhere to the text in the Quran and the Sunnah. As'alullah li lakum al-thabat ala al-deen wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lil-muslimin. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، أيها الإخوة الفضلاء، وفقني الله وإياكم لأن نكون من أهل السنة والجماعة، ووقاني وإياكم من التحزب المقيت. سنقرأ عليكم بعض من كلام أهل أئمة الدين حول الاجتماع ونبذ الفرقة. فقال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله: وليس لأحد أن ينصب شخصا يدعو إلى طريقته ويوالي ويعادي عليها غير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا ينصب لهم كلاما يوالي ويعادي عليه غير كلام الله ورسول الله وما أجمعت عليه الأمة، بل هذا من فعل أهل البدع الذين ينصبون لهم شخصا أو كلاما يفرقون به الأمة، يوالون به على ذلك الكلام أو تلك النسبة ويعادون. I want to read to you some of the statements of our noble A'imma, the great Imams of Islam. For instance, many are the statements, but we quote because of the lack of a time. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu ta'ala says, it is not permissible for anyone to bring forth to the people one person and make it obligatory upon them to follow this man's way, whatever he says. And therefore those who follow what this man say, they are their friends and brothers and their allies. And those who against what this man say, they become their enemies, except for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam. If that man is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes. He says, and also it is not permissible for the people to bring some ideologies or statements other than that what Allah says, or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and they say to the people, this is our curriculum, this is what we are upon, whoever follows us is our friend and our brother, and whoever is not is our enemy. He said, this is from the ways of Ahlul Bid'ah. This is from the ways of Ahlul Bid'ah, who they bring these statements, and they say, look, he wants to be with us, you have to adhere to what we are upon. If you adhere, you are our brother. If you are not, you are our enemy, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَقَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ وَلَيْسَ لِلْمُعَلِّمِينَ أَنْ يُحَزِّبُوا النَّاسِ ويفعل ما يلقي بينهم العداوة والبغضاء. He said also, it is not for those who are teaching the scholars, it is not permissible for them to divide the Muslims to groups and to parties and to teach them that which will bring enmity and cause division and fighting among the Muslims. وهذه فتوى هيئة كبار العلماء برئاسة الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله بعدم شرعية وجود هذه الجماعات. وفي بداية هذه الفتوى يقول تقول لا يجوز تفرق المسلمين في دينهم شيعا وأحزابا يلعن بعضهم بعضا ويضرب بعضهم رقاب بعض فإن هذا التفرق مما نهى الله عنه وتوعد من أحدثه أو تابع أهله بالعذاب العظيم. One of the many fatwa of the committee of the high scholars, and this is when a time when Sheikh bin Baz was the head of that council, they have a many fatwa, and this is one of them, that is not permissible for the Muslims to divide their ranks, but rather the Muslims they should be together upon the haqq, not just together because they're from one country or because they agree on some ideologies like the parties do. Now upon the truth, upon that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions. They said, it is not permissible for anyone to divide the Muslims in their religion, and therefore they become parties and groups, cursing one another, fighting one another, striking the necks of one another. Because this division is being prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has threatened and promised a painful torment for those who introduce this division and likewise those who support them upon it. وقال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله الجماعة التي اتخذت منهاجها كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعملت بقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء المهديين الراشدين المهديين من بعدي تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور هؤلاء هم الجماعة المعتبرة وما عداها من الجماعات فإنه لا اعتبار بها بل هي جماعات مخالفة وتختلف في بعدها عن الحق وقربها من الحق ولكن كلها تحت الوعيد. One of the great scholars, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, he says, the group and the sects that take the minhaj for its manhaj, for its methodology that it calls to and follow, that methodology is the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that jama'ah, that sect that adheres and applies the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he says, hold on firm to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. Hold on to it and bite on it with your molar teeth and be aware of the newly invented matters. He says, these are the ones that are upon the truth. These are the jama'ah and the sect that you should be with. Other than it, you should take no consideration to what they say. Rather, they are from those sects that opposes the truth, opposes that which this jama'ah is upon. And of course, they are not on the same level, the Shaykh says, as related to how far or close to the truth, according to how much bid'ah and innovation they have introduced. وقال حفظه الله أيضا وكل من خالف جماعة أهل السنة فهو ضال وما عندنا إلا جماعة واحدة هم أهل السنة والجماعة. هذه هي الجماعة التي في دين الله, هذه هي الجماعة المحمودة, هم أهل السنة والجماعة. وما خالف هذه الجماعة فهو مخالف لمنهج الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وكل من خالف أهل السنة والجماعة فهو من أهل الأهواء. Likewise, this noble Shaykh, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله, says, everyone who opposes that which أهل السنة والجماعة is upon is a misguided, is a deviant misguided. He says, we as Muslims, we have one jama'ah that is upon the haqq. أهل السنة والجماعة, those who adhere to the sunnah and they stay united upon the truth, upon that which is in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi. So anyone who opposes Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he is opposing that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon. And anyone who opposes that was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon, he's upon innovation and he's following his desires. عباد الله لقد كان المسلمون في العصر الأول من الصحابة والتابعين واتباعهم جماعة واحدة أمة واحدة قائمة على أمر الله وعلى السمع والطاعة في طاعة الله فهم سلفنا وهم قدوتنا من أراد الخير لنفسه فليتبعهم وليتبع منهجهم ولكن علينا أن نعرف ما كانوا عليه نتعلمه من ونأخذه من مصادره الموثوقة ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى التوفيق للعمل بذلك. Keep in mind that the first generations, especially the generation of the Sahaba, they were one group. They were not divided into different sects. They were one sect upon the haq, upon the truth. And they are our example. We are commanded to follow their example, to emulate them in the aqidah, in the ibadat, in the akhlaq, in the transactions, in everything we're supposed to do as Muslims. We have to see their example. But we have to learn. Once again, the importance of seeking knowledge. We have to find some time in our busy schedule, the same way we find time to go and work and make living, which is good, alhamdulillah, to start up businesses or to get education. We have to find time to increase our knowledge, especially in these principles, in these fundamental principles, like this one, being upon the truth, being with the jama'ah that is upon the haq, and disregard all invitations that came to you from the people of Ahlul Batil. أسأل الله لي ولكم التوفيق والسداد والسلامة من البدع ومن التحزب ومن الفرقة وأسأل الله لي ولكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحقن دماء المسلمين أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحقن دماء المسلمين أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحقن دماء المسلمين وأن يرفع الضر عن المتضررين من أهل السنة من المسلمين ومن المؤمنين وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.